daily people tell me I can't do it because I'm a female, but I think that it's important to do what I like and what I enjoy.
Jaylen Ortega isn't afraid to push the boundaries when it comes to her future. This high school student from Broken Hill in Western New South Wales is going for a trade apprenticeship next year, hopefully as a heavy diesel mechanic.
I do have an eye for detail. I think that helps a lot. And, you know, I'm not really scared of all this stuff, so I like it. Yeah.
Hello, I'm Rebecca Lowe. Jaylen and 15 other young women from Williama High School are taking part in a special workshop today and are being taught how to work with power tools. The workshop is the brainchild of Fee Shearing. She travels the countryside with her salt clinics, empowering women to learn trades, which historically have been a male domain.
It stands for supporting and linking tradeswomen. When I started SALT, there was only about 5,500 tradeswomen in the whole of Australia. So we wanted to connect the tradeswomen and make sure that they knew about each other, because when I started in my trade, I never worked with another woman on site at all. So that was a big aim in the beginning. We've definitely succeeded in that aim, but we've also started to... I did lots of research before I started SALT, and I wanted to work out what was going to make a difference to enable women to think that they could do this work. And when I looked into the women that are already in the trades, they not only had a lot of tenacity, but they had often, more than 50% of them, had been taught how to use tools by family members when they were very little girls, mostly between the ages of 5 and 12. So their fathers, their grandfathers, their uncles, whoever it was in the family, had shown them when they were little exactly the way boys used to be taught. And what we're finding, that's changing. So we now work in primary schools as well. And when we work in primary schools, we teach boys and girls, because we're finding that little boys aren't being taught that these days either. So we're teaching both in primary school.
Just thinking, I remember being in school in the 80s and 90s and doing woodwork, yeah. But I don't remember the message being I could be a tradesperson either. So is that the difference? This isn't just a general woodwork class, is it?
No, this is just, it's their life skills, because we teach women of all ages. So the youngest were 2. We got asked to go into a preschool because the boys wouldn't let the girls play with dump trucks in the sandpit. They said, girls, don't do that. So the preschool asked us to go in and show them that, yes, girls can play with dump trucks in the sandpit as well. And so we went in there, and the oldest woman we taught was 96. So we're basically, these are life skills that we're teaching, but the aim is, and it's working, is to actually allow girls and women to realise they can have very successful careers in the trades as well. And I think when you say trade, people just think of a carpenter or a plumber or an electrician or a painter and decorator. What people don't realise is the depth and breadth of the sheer number of trades that there actually are.
So tell us about the workshop today. You've got around about 15 students here or so, so 16. So what's actually happening here today?
So they're actually learning just the in-depth basic use of basic hand and power tools. So for instance, we tell them the difference between an impact driver and a drill, how to use the trigger on both, how to, you know, what you should do with terms of drill bits, what you can use in one, what you shouldn't be using in the other.
Jaylen Ortega is attending the SALT workshop today, but she's certainly no stranger to power tools. This student is already studying trade skills at both TAFE College and school.
Yeah, I enjoy doing all this stuff. I think it's good for young women to learn about it all.
But this isn't the first time you've been involved with doing forms of trade or hands-on work, is it? So what are you studying at the moment?
So I'm doing metal fabrication over at TAFE, and I've done fitting machining for the past year, and I'm really enjoying it over there.
So what got you into that?
Not sure. I've always just had a passion for it. I think it's important for everyone to know how to do it all and all that stuff.
So what's metal fabrication for people unaware?
It's like welding and all that stuff.
Yeah. So how did you first get introduced to it though? Was it an option at school, or was it influenced by family?
Well, I guess growing up I always, you know, helped my pop with doing that stuff. But yeah, they offered it out to me because I chose it as electives. And then, yeah, they just realised I had a passion for it, and it's gone on from there.
You're in a class of all boys, are you guys?
Yes, yeah. My TAFE class and also my metal class, like here at school, all boys classes, and you know, they try and be nice about it, but I just show them up that's all good.
So where would you like to eventually work in when using that skill?
Well, I'm not sure. I'd like to be a fitter, but I'm going for a few apprenticeships as a heavy diesel mechanic, but hopefully, you know, I'll get that.
Jordan Arnold, we're putting together a little bit of a timber joint, learning about all different types of trade careers, like different pathways we could go down when we finish school, what we want to do other than uni.
Had you played with power tools before?
A little bit in timber work during year 7 and 8, but other than that, not really.
And what have you enjoyed so far today?
Pretty much all of it. I like getting my hands dirty sometimes, enjoying it with the girls. So, yeah, it's good fun.
I'm Meg. I think I can speak for most girls. Like, we had no idea what we were coming into and we had no idea what even was going on. So,
what have you learned? What have you learned about what women can do in trade?
Heaps. Just, it's a big eye-opener that we can actually be an electrician or do this and do that, not just it's a guy's thing.
Kicker.